USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leading senators on the Health Committee are looking to create a 9/11 style commission to investigate the origin of and the United States' response to COVID. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray and North Carolina Republican Richard Burr releasing a draft of the Prevent Pandemics Act last week. It would set up a 12-member task force to hold hearings with power to subpoena witnesses to testify. Burr saying in a statement the committee hopes to address a pandemic response and the CDC's confusing guidance. Snow, ice, and rain are blanketing the East Coast, impacting millions. The storm that brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, now bringing snow to Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden made about the 30-minute trip to Maryland on Friday, where he addressed a local ironworkers union in Upper Marlboro. The president signing an executive order on project labor agreements for federal construction projects. There, the president talks about his visit to Pittsburgh last week and expresses a need for better infrastructure.
Across the country right now, there are countless buildings, ports, airports, power stations, and other federal construction projects that need to be modernized and built for the future. We can't count on miracles like happened out in Pittsburgh. Prevent tragedies that are waiting in plain sight.
The president also praising union workers, calling them the hardest working, best trained workers in the world. Delta is asking the feds to help with unruly passengers. CEO Ed Bastian sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking to put unruly passengers on the national no-fly list. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CEO of Spotify is defending his response to a protest over COVID misinformation, according to some people. Daniel Eck saying they've listened to medical experts demanding action against podcaster Joe Rogan. The streaming music service is now adding warnings to any content that mentions coronavirus, and Rogan says he'll work to balance his show. This, as constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says, this isn't a free speech issue, it's about much more.
I want to emphasize that a lot of people on the left have said that if it's not prohibited on the First Amendment, it's not a free speech issue. That's not true. I mean, the First Amendment is not the exclusive domain of free speech. What they are doing is shutting down free speech. The left has come on to a winning strategy. They were the targets of censorship during the McCarthy period, but they've discovered that if they use corporations to control speech, it falls outside the First Amendment. But it's not true that what they're doing is not a free speech attack. It is. They're trying to stop people from speaking on these platforms. And they're being much more successful than McCarthy ever did. McCarthy, you know, the extent of their success would make McCarthy blush today.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.